Money Talk Live, 855 453. That's the SACL toll free call in line. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Wade.
And Johnson.
You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. Well, among other things. 855-450-3733. Let's just go right into the phones. We got Simon calling in from XM. Simon, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, how are you?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Yes, I was wanting to do a practical joke with my friends, and it kind of backfired on me. I was wanting to get Obama bumper stickers just to put on some of my friends like Romney.
Okay.
For this preacher man, he's a really funny preacher, controversial preacher. He says, if you come to Mississippi with an Obama sticker, we'll let you have handicapped parking. Now, I told you before, I am a Ron Paul type, a Gary Johnson type supporter, but I was just going to do this to be funny, so I'll call up the Obama headquarters in Chattanooga. Turns out to just be the kind of this single guy running around with his head cut off, and they didn't have any bumper stickers, but now he's got my phone number, and he's like, oh, man, thanks so much for supporting the president, and I'll give out your phone number to all the other supporters in your area,
yay,
and they'll call you. And so I was like, well, that completely backfired. I didn't want to tell them, get into all the details and try to, but I thought I could, do a covert operation and get in with the group and kind of like y'all did with Wall Street, or Ian did with Wall Street, you know?
Yep.
Yeah. What do they call them?
The Occupy movement. But
Occupy,
I mean, Ian really believes in the Occupy movement. He doesn't believe what necessarily some of the people in the Occupy movement believe. But he thinks that that was a good thing.
Yes, and also I just wanted to kind of get y'all your thoughts. My wife ended up having it out with her aunt. Her aunt was for Ron Paul. We finally got her to be on the that whole deal when he was running, in the primaries.
Yeah.
Now she's basically telling my wife, how can you be a Christian and not vote Romney? And the only thing I could think of, man, I was going to see what your ideas were, but the whole, what's the whole thing where, you say, what if you got Hitler and you got somebody like Saddam Hussein? If you get them to admit that they would not vote for either, then you kind of go with that. But maybe I was going to see what your thoughts would be, Then you could say, that's the way I feel about Obama and Romney. I feel like they're Hitler.
Or you could just say, how can you be a Christian and not vote for Obama? Because he's widely known as a Christian. I mean, there was all sorts of things in the news about his reverend.
Simon, I'm going to let you go. You got to click it on your line there, but we'll talk about it here.
And the other thing is I think there's a couple of ways you can approach it. One is you can let them know that the same banks are supporting Romney and Obama. They're getting most of their funding from the same people. The window dressing is a little different. The people they surround themselves with, Obama surrounds himself with a lot of communists and, lefty radicals, but the stuff he's doing is no different than what Bush did in reality in office, and Romney's going to be the same thing.
Yeah, I don't think that the how can you be a Christian and support ex-politician argument is very good. I mean,
want to know an even worse argument? You could say, how could you be a Christian and vote? How does it feel to be a Pharisee?
There's plenty of Christians that don't vote, and there's some very good arguments for Christians not voting.
Even though I don't really believe this, but I think a lot of people also might say, how could you be a Christian and vote for a Mormon?
Yeah,
because a lot of Christians don't consider Mormons Christians.
Right, it's the real Scotsman fallacy. I don't know. The question doesn't really make any sense. I don't think. First off, let's not get too excited about this presidential election, okay, mm-hmm. folks? Your vote doesn't count, okay?
Yeah.
Really, your vote doesn't count, and I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to explain it to you. This is hard to believe. I understand. Don't get your head all twisted about this because it doesn't matter. There are 70,000 votes more that went to Obama in New Hampshire than to McCain in 2008. So if I decided to change my vote from whomever I voted for to the other guy or any other guy or a woman or anyone, it wouldn't have changed the outcome one whit. Unless the election goes by one vote in your state, it doesn't matter who you voted for.
Mm-hmm.
So just don't get excited.
Yeah, I kind of feel like, though, what's the choice? I mean, either way, it's like, am I going to vote for Goldman and Sachs, or am I going to vote for
Goldman
and Sachs? Yeah, Sachs and Goldman. Yeah, exactly. It's like, which am I going to vote for? Same exact.
And then you hear the Republican-oriented media outlets repeating this theme, anybody but Obama, anybody Obama, because they know that a lot of people aren't happy with Romney, but they got to ram Romney down all the sheeple's throats, which they're succeeding in doing to some degree. But there are a lot of people, I think, and a growing number of people that won't vote for Romney under any circumstances.
And then what do they do? I guess Gary Johnson.
Yes,
I mean, if
Gary
I find
Johnson.
Myself at a polling booth on election day, and I may very well, if, you know, I tend to vote for the local elections because it actually matters more for whom you vote. And plus, I'm running, at least in the primary, so we'll see how that goes. But, you know, if I find myself there, I'll probably vote for Gary Johnson for president. Let's go to Jerry in Utah calling on KOAL. Jerry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
What's on your mind?
Yes. You know, I've been trying. I talk slow. I'm an old Okie.
Okay, what's an Okie?
And I'm 60 years old.
All right.
I went through Tricky Dick. We impeached Clinton, but
we?
He stayed there until the last day. Now we got Muslim. We got all of this corruption in our Muslim? White House. It is time that we get rid of all of these people and start over.
Do you mean I start over with new people in the same system, or do you want to start, do something entirely different?
No, we need to get rid of Nancy Pelosi. We got rid of her, but Obama put
she's still
back
there.
On. Yeah,
unless,
Harry Reid.
He's still there, too.
Unless
and,
you vote in their districts, you can't do anything anyway.
Romney, I ain't been born in Utah. I've been here. The Mormons have their own standard. That's their business. I'm a God-fearing person. I know where I was in 72. I fought
were you
for
fearing
this
God then?
World. And this place is going to HELL.
Double hockey sticks. And thanks for the call, Jerry. Appreciate you checking in with us.
I was just wondering if life was like a box of chocolates. Right there. Like, that's all I really wanted to know.
Well, Dave, you know, Dave, you're calling in from the net. Save us.
Hello?
Hey, Dave. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dave.
Hey, how you doing, man? You guys are talking about voting and stuff. And what I feel deep inside, if I vote, I'm going to commit treason against America, because what I see happening in the past two presidencies, three presidencies, even like the guy says, back to Tricky Dick, what I see is these guys destroying America. I'm 56 years old. Everything I learned in school is like being, if you practice it, you're a terrorist.
My country
has hardened its heart towards freedom and liberty.
It's interesting what you say here, Dave, because I mean you conflate it with terrorism, but really there's not much difference between terrorism and politics. Politics is a group of successful terrorists, people
right.
that have
guns.
They control the power structure.
Guns.
Yeah. So terrorists are just would-be politicians. Mm-hmm. If they were successful, then they would be the people that would use, you know, the guns of power to get what they want. And I think it's very similar.
Yeah, the people they refer to as terrorists are basically just freelancers, which they don't like.
Right, competition.
Yeah.
Nobody likes competition.
Anything that has to do with liberty and freedom, you're looked upon as a crazy conspiracy theorist. You know?
That's right.
And like you're a dreamer or something, you know. And
yeah, the crazy idea that
you try to tell them about the Declaration of Independence, and they laugh at you and stuff.
Yep. The radical idea that you might actually own your own body.
You know, and then you tell them, you know, true Americans then are the moonshiners and the cannabis growers, because that's who started our country. You know, the people that were running the rum, didn't want to pay the tax to, what do you call it? In England, you know, and they're saying, hey, you know, we want to be able to be free and make our own money without paying off the
man.
Sure. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate the call. 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. 855-450-3.
May I have your attention, please? If you're trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're Final Trim, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now. 1-800-905-5945. Final Trim is an amazing proven breakthrough in weight loss, a once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight because each capsule contains natural ingredients, so you'll be able to lose the max amount of weight, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-905-5945. 1-800-905-5945. That number again is 1-800-905-5945.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's the Stakehold toll-free call-in line. 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about anything you want. Speaking of Stakehold CAI, they do sponsor our phone lines, and we appreciate that. They're a company that handles accounts receivable. If you've got a business and accounts receivable is a real pain for you, Stakehold CAI can do it. They can do it in a manner that, you know, might be different than what you've heard about other companies that do collections and early out billing and purchase charged off receivables. They treat your customers with respect because they know that not only do you need to collect your money, but you need to keep your clients too. It's SACL, C-A-I. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one. Excuse me. Top one on the right-hand side of the page. Let's go to Barb calling in on K-Med. Barb, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I had just found you guys. I didn't know that you were even on.
I didn't know I was lost.
I just located you. Anyway, great. I'm very disappointed in the elections. I have voted since Kennedy's, and I can't believe the dumbing down of America right now. People mm-hmm. don't really know what they think about, what they do. I voted for Obama. I'm extremely disappointed in Obama.
What part disappoints you the most?
What disappoints me the most?
Yeah.
You mean as far as Obama?
Yeah.
Talking and not doing. Mm-hmm. He has a beautiful, beautiful speech structure.
Yeah, sure. And, he can talk.
And he has really hoodwinked so many people. And I was really sucked in to the point that I worked for Bobby Kennedy, and I thought we had another Bobby Kennedy. I worked nationally for Bobby, and I'm so disappointed with what we are doing now. I probably will vote for Romney because I just simply am not going to take another 4 years. Where I live, we don't have any talk radio other than things that are piped in with
national
stations. Yeah. They've taken everything out. KGO was the one that I used to talk on quite a bit because at one time they were a fantastic station. Now we have nothing except Rush Limbaugh and his ilk in this area. And it's nice to hear you guys on the air.
So I'd like to ask, do you sure. feel that you have to vote for one or the other?
I feel that it doesn't make any difference who we vote for because I think somebody else is completely controlling everything.
Who do you think it is?
Who do I think it is?
Yeah, I just wonder. I mean, you know, people will often say things
Wall
like
Street,
this.
I think Wall Street, number one. I think Wall Street. I think the bankers. I just don't think we have a say anymore. I will still vote. I've always voted. But I'm not happy. It seems like the last few times we haven't had anyone. It's either one or the other, you know.
Yeah.
McCain pulled in Palin, which I thought was very, very sad, and that's why I went to Obama. I introduced him when he was where I am. And, I mean, I've been disappointed for 4 years because it isn't getting any better. And tomorrow he's going to a fundraiser, you know. it just cracks me up.
There's a lot of fundraising going on right now, that's for sure.
Well, it's just simply greed. How much money do we need to put on a political system? Why are we not talking about the people that are having a hard time? It's going to really hurt us as far as food prices as well with the farmers that are having the drought.
Well, I wish Obama would do a rain dance. Barb, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. 855-450-3733. But, you know, what can you really do about a drought? I mean, even Obama is his fault.
That's such a different perspective on voting, you know, for me, you know, 34 years old. It's just totally different for me. Every candidate that I've ever voted for, including local elections, so that this ought to tell you something, not one of them has ever won. Not
yeah.
ever.
Yeah.
And I've voted every election, you know, like every...
So do you get to complain
elections.
Because you voted, or do you not get to complain because you didn't vote for somebody who was successful? I don't know. They always talk about this, if you don't vote, you can't complain thing. But nobody you've ever voted for has won.
Right, never. Not ever.
Well, that means you're principled and you're voting, and if more people were principled like you, we'd probably have better people in office, I would think. But, that you know, you have the sheeple mentality that overrides everything else.
Let's go to Josh, listen to WGAN, Portland, Maine. Josh, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
How you guys doing tonight?
All's well.
My thoughts are a little odd, at least in some of the circle of people I speak with. But the election to me is more like we're electing a new godfather for the mafia.
Yeah.
So the government comes in and strips all of our civil liberties from us, but then they want to tax us and take our money and say, oh, it's so we can protect you. And we're going to fight wars overseas with your tax dollars, and we're going to spend it however we want for your protection. It's kind of a mafioso type thing.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, they did call it protection, right? They, you know, hey, yeah. hey, it looks like some bad things can happen at your little store. You better need some insurance.
Yeah, you know, you can buy land, but we're going to tell you what you can and cannot build on that land, but then we're going
to
tax.
But you don't even buy the land, though. Before you go on, Josh, you don't even get to buy the land. You have to pay them on an annual basis just to live there. It's a rent.
Well, who else is going to protect us on our land? Because surely we can't protect ourselves. It has to be a higher power.
It must be.
And the election is simply the same regurgitated people that they shipped through their system. It's the banks that are putting these people in front of us. It's not like we're electing free minds. These people are born and bred to run the country the way the banks want to run the country.
But when you have
really
access,
pathetic.
When you have access to an unlimited supply of money created from nothing, you can buy a lot of things and a lot of people. And that's where the system has to be reformed, is that we have to go back, or whatever, however you want to call it, or go forward to honest money again, because then it's much more difficult to buy people and things at the levels that have been done in the last few decades.
You know, and my vote is simply going to be a write-in vote. I'm going to write in for Ron Paul.
I
don't share as many libertarian views as a lot of people that you communicate with on this show, but the one thing I do share is that the only way any change is going to be made is if we show that we're united enough to start making those people a little more scared, maybe a little more electable.
I wonder whether a write-in vote will do that, though, because often, I mean, I've never heard the numbers on any write-in candidate. I mean, on election night, you'll get to hear the numbers of the ones that are on the ballots, and I believe Gary Johnson, the Libertarian candidate, will be on the ballot in all 50 states. And I'm, you know, I don't think you should vote anything other than your conscience, so I'm not telling you that you should vote for Gary Johnson. But I do wonder whether a write-in vote for Ron Paul is, I mean, I guess they're all wasted votes, but is it even more so?
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. Maybe Gary Johnson is the way I'll go. It just needs to be shown that we're not all mindless sheep that just converge upon these polls that vote for whoever is put in front of us. In some way, shape, or form, we have to show that we're stronger individuals as a group. Because right now, consistently voting for the two that they put in front of us with a lesser of two evils attitude is just going to get us nowhere.
It certainly hasn't gotten us anywhere at this point. I mean, that's for sure.
Year by year and election by election, more of our freedoms are taken from us. And it seems that people are okay with that. It kind of blows my mind. You have so many different mentalities about what should happen or what shouldn't happen, yet it seems like year by year, people just gloss over that and just keep on keeping on.
Yep.
So, you know, we've got to be strong. We have to be American.
The government gets bigger.
That hurts.
The government doesn't get smaller. Josh, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. 855-450-3733. I mean, does government ever get smaller? 855-450-FREE.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to getbetterforfree.com. That's getbetterforfree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the toll-free call-in line here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. Seems like a lot of people have been talking about the election coming up and kind of the mess that America's in. But, you know, call in, talk about what you want. It's been Mark. It's Mark with you.
And Wade.
And Johnson.
855-450-3733. And if you're thinking about starting a business, here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that could wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. I'd made my will over there, and it was really quick. All you have to do is answer a few questions, and they spit out a document for you there. As a matter of fact, Fortune Magazine calls it blessedly simple. Whether it's a patent, will, LLC, trademark, living trust, whatever you need to empower you and protect you, it's LegalZoom.com. You can save $10 off your order with coupon code FTL. It's coupon code FTL at LegalZoom.com. Let's go to Walter. Listen to Utah. K-O-L.
Hey, what's up, Mark?
How are you, Walter?
I'm doing all right. I just wanted to make a simple point. When we were kids growing up, when Mom sent us to the store for a loaf of bread, it was 10 cents. I don't see why but you understand what I'm saying.
I do understand why everybody
thinks that because we're having such financial problems in the world that raising the monetary standard will help. There's more people in the world, so why wouldn't it make more sense to lower the monetary standard, even if you have to bring the...
What's the monetary standard for people that are listening? What do you mean by the monetary standard?
The dollar is worth 10 cents now.
It really is.
It's worth a lot less than that.
You know,
the dollar is diminished by...
You know, but that's the only point that I want to make. I don't want to take up everybody's time all day because you're losing me already anyhow. But thank you very much, sir. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Walter. Thanks for calling in.
You know, I got something for Walter and for people interested in Walter's point to Google, and that's something by our friends over at Silver Circle did a piece where they actually compared the value of the dollar to monopoly money. So if you Google Silver Circle monopoly money, you'll find this article, and it's really fascinating. They just basically they take the cost of the monopoly game. You know, when monopoly first came out, which was like 1930 or something, early on, and they take the cost of how much you would have to pay for monopoly money, and so then they can calculate how much each like actual paper fake paper bill is worth, and at the time there was some metal and stuff like that, the metal pieces and whatnot. And then they use the same versions of Monopoly and compare the value of the dollar now against how much it would cost to buy a Monopoly game. And surprisingly, you look at the value of Monopoly money against the dollar and how the value of Monopoly money has gone up, and they just show how the dollar is just becoming worthless.
And this isn't an accident. I mean, this isn't just something that happens. Inflation isn't just something that occurs. It occurs because they're printing more dollars. They're not actually printing them. They're just entering them on a computer someplace. But they're creating more dollars, and they're doing it in a way that is, from what I can tell, completely irresponsible.
By the trillions now.
And this is really at the heart of the whole issue. Everything everybody complains about with the country and the world and all these things, it always comes down to money. And nobody pays attention to this issue.
I had an amusing experience with Bitcoins, actually, from Porkfest. The Bitcoins have gone up like 38% since Porkfest.
For the Porcupine Freedom Festival?
I bought roughly $100 worth of Bitcoins at Porkfest, and I spent what it would now be considered about 40 of those dollars in food with George, from George's Famous Baklava. So I bought food there, but because the Bitcoins have gone up so much, if I were to cash them in now, all the food that I would have bought at Porkfest would have been free.
For free.
And I would have made $20. If I cashed them in right now, I would have made that much in American dollars.
Well, you know, I like the example that Ron Paul had given. I think Bernanke, he was questioning Bernanke, and he went back to the 60s, and he said, okay, how much was a gallon of gasoline back in the 60s? Well, it was about 20 cents a gallon. But that 20 cents is not the 20 cents we have today. We have these crummy dimes now.
Right.
But if you take those
silver dimes,
two silver dimes worth, you know, whatever it is in today's silver, and actually you could buy more gasoline today with those two silver dimes than you can today.
Yep. Gas is about the same as it was in the 60s by silver dimes.
Right.
Let's go talk to Dave calling in on KGOE. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, guys, I much appreciate your show because I think you tackled so many different angles and subjects from a very forthright manner, and I appreciate that. I've called in before. I have the concern and the fear that the bureaucrats that are now in power, however they got there, invade our privacy, they invade our computers, they invade our phones. I believe this. I have
there's a lot of
evidence of it.
So, there's a lot.
Yeah, well, I'm also therefore convinced that they just as easily invade our voting machines. And so that worries me an awful lot. That's literally taking away our democracy and deciding how we should have voted.
I love before you go on, Dave, I really love the way when they hack the Diebold machine and play Pac-Man on it.
Yeah.
I mean, it just goes to show how hackable these machines are.
And I think a lot of us have seen the documentary called Hacking Democracy. If you haven't, go look at it on YouTube.
Go ahead, Dave.
Well, we go back a long way, and you guys have pointed out that the battles between the haves and the have-nots, it's no new thing, and we sure have it going on right now, the greedy corporate special interests versus the working people and the poor. But I think what is different now is electronics. It is now that if you control the source codes and the access to the networks, the internet, you control virtually everything. You can cause somebody's toaster to burn their toast. You can
With the smart meter grid going in, that's actually theoretically possible.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You're actually probably right.
Yeah, well, It's very troubling to me, and I think that's something we better take a serious look at. And if it's accurate, what I'm seeing, what I'm saying, we damn well better do something about it. Lose our democracy, we've lost everything.
Well, I think we've already lost it, I think. But, you know, the control of the electronics is definitely an important step in the wrong direction. But the control of the money is really the core issue here. And that's the power by which all this bad stuff ends up happening.
Yeah, well, the core issue is really control itself. I mean, control of money, control of electronic, control, you know, it's really the control. It's the problem, it's the violence. It always comes down to where is the gun.
Yep. First, the government scares you with some problem or another. Then they propose a solution. Then their solution creates a problem. Then they propose another solution. And then, it's just a spiral over and over again.
I think the burning the toast is pushing it a little bit because, you know, if they're going to mess it, you know, even with the smart meters, you know, anytime that they're going to increase the current in your house, that it's going to fry every bit of electronics in your house. So that's a little far-fetched. But, I mean, there are a lot of other things that they can do with electronics that now that are kind of scary.
We may not be aware that a lot of the new appliances are being designed to actually interact with the smart meters.
Really?
So, yeah. So, in other words, and they're a network. They're a wide area network. Now, the problem with all this is
and most people don't actually have that, though.
Well, like your dishwasher, the television sets, the washing machines, they're all being designed to interact with a smart meter, so they can be controlled and throttled up or down, remote control. And it's also going to be a wide open for hackers too.
Right.
Let's go to Robert. Listen to WNI. Whoops, I just dropped Robert. Good Lord, I pushed the wrong button. Robert, my apologies. Let's take Gary. Please call back, Robert. I'll take you in. Gary in Myrtle Beach, listening to WRNN. Gary, you're on Free Talk
Live. How are you guys taking it?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to comment on a caller you had previously. Did want to make one thing. Yeah, you're right. Control. This is just a statement, then I'll deal with the caller. But control is definitely where our politics is at, and it's very corrupt, and it's scary. But getting back to your caller who was going to do a write-in vote for Ron Paul, the problem with that is, it's the same thing with the Democratic Party. If you go back in history with the Democratic Party back in the day was somewhat of a conservative.
I'm going to let you make your point here in a minute, Gary. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Roger Schlesinger, the Mortgage Minute Guy. I'm a mortgage lender throughout all 50 states in this great country of ours. The majority of people in the United States love the 30-year fix. We're the only country that actually has a 30-year fix. And you pay a very big price to get a low monthly payment. If you were to refinance into a $350,000 30-year fix in the low threes, it would take you 7 years to pay it down from $350,000 to $300,000. If instead you refinance into a 15-year fix in the high twos, it would only take you 2.5 years to pay it down, and in 7 years, you would pay all the way down from $350,000 to $200,000. You can't afford this kind of treatment. You must get into a better loan, and we'll show you how. Call us at 866-288-0088, 866-288-0088, or go to MortgageMinuteGuy.com. Until next time, I'm Roger Schlesinger, the Mortgage Minute Guy.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets.
You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Wayne
and Johnson.
So, we were just talking to Gary here, and then I'm going to get back to Robert, who I dropped off the line.
We're talking about control, weren't we?
Right, we were. Gary, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, anyway, I was mentioning, we have a very corrupt political system, and it's sad. But getting back to the point with the gentleman that mentioned about we're doing a write-in for Ron Paul, in my opinion, is a waste of time and effort, because what we had here was a Democratic Party back in the day, if you really look back, was somewhat of a pretty conservative party that over the years have been infiltrated by a very liberal, slow process that's been infiltrated by a very liberal agenda, and people infiltrated that party. Well, we need to do the same thing to the Republican Party, because you're never going to get rid of the two-party system. It's been implanted so long, and it's so corrupt. It's like the roots are so deep. We got to beat it from within and go in and infiltrate that system and vote the right people into the office and get it where you can start getting the type of, like the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party is now a very liberal party.
Well, you know, there are people like Buckminster Fuller who used to say that actually trying to reform a corrupt system doesn't work, that you actually have to create a new system to replace the old one, let the old one collapse on its own.
Well, I see the point there, and I understand it, but the thing is our political system, and I agree with you for the most part, but I'll tell you, our political system is so corrupt because of the money and the power that, we're going to have to try to become a virus like you hackers do and get in there and beat it that way, because the other way is just, the way I see it is just almost impossible to beat it, because there's so much money and power. I mean, look what we ended up with. We ended up with Mitt Romney. I mean, come on.
Thanks, Gary.
Come on.
Appreciate the call.
My thought is stop voting. You're just encouraging them.
Well, we didn't end up with Mitt Romney because we're not voting for him.
Well, I think that people's voting choices are so difficult. It's just so difficult. I mean, I can understand why somebody would vote for Mitt Romney, and I can understand why they'd vote for Barack Obama. I just think that, you know, why bother getting all upset about it, considering that chances are good your vote doesn't count?
I don't know. I guess, to be fair, you know how I said nobody's, you know, I've never voted for a candidate that got in office. I mean, last time I did vote, I did write in Dr. Mary Ruart for the last election, so.
She didn't win either.
Yeah.
Let's go to.
But, you know, he mentioned something about control, and it's really interesting. It reminded me of when I was a kid. Remember the show Get Smart?
Yes.
And you know, the paradigm they had set up, control versus chaos?
Yeah, sure.
And that was subtle brainwashing that we experienced, right, if you watch this show.
Let's go to Robert. Robert, you're calling from WNIS. You're on Free Talk
Live. Hey, how's it going today?
Sorry for dropping you.
Hey, how's it going?
All's well. What's on your mind?
All's well. Hey, I have a solution to the tax problem for I call it the bail bonds tax.
A number of years ago,
I went to jail, okay, and had to post a bond,
mm-hmm,
and all I paid was 10% of my bond. My bond was $2,500. I paid 10%. I paid $250. How come there is no tax on that? If there was a tax on the bail bonds, millions and millions of dollars could be raised, okay? It would only affect the people that broke the law, okay?
I'm concerned with this, Robert. Wouldn't that incentivize the government to arrest more people and then not give them ROR bonds?
Well, it's like, would it incent people to smoke more tobacco? I smoke. I have a tobacco tax.
Mm-hmm.
So how come there's not a tax on bail bonds? It's only 10%. How come there's not? I'm just curious.
Because you're not buying anything of your own free will. When you have to pay bail, you're being arrested.
A bond, but there's no tax on that.
It's to me, the problem is going after the weakest members of society with a new tax.
Not necessarily, because good law-abiding, you know, parents and all
the
that.
The laws stink, Robert.
Grow up.
Robert,
let me
there's
channel
more laws than you could read in four lifetimes.
Let me channel Ian here for a moment. I also have a solution to the tax problem. How about we just stop taxing people?
Taxes, as far as I'm concerned, are theft.
I know, but... But how comes there's
How about
no
we pay for
on,
services
on the
with
bond?
Voluntary fees?
But why is there no tax on the bond?
Why isn't there on newspapers, I guess?
Why isn't there a tax on the tax money
there
that you pay?
There is a tax on newspapers.
Some tax, not all.
Some states, there didn't used to be taxes on newspapers back when I worked in retail selling newspapers.
But why is there no bond on a, no tax on a bond?
I couldn't answer the question for you. Thanks for the call, Robert. 855-450-3733.
Taxes are recursive enough already. We don't need to start paying taxes on government fees.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's go to Dave, listening in WNIS. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. A couple things while I was listening on the electric system. Recently they just divulged that... all those votes are tallied in another country somewhere. So, you're talking about potential for manipulation. I mean, heck, the results might already be in. But,
what? The votes are tallied in another country?
Yeah, they sold the process. I think it's done in Sweden somewhere. You didn't know
the Diebold machines? No, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah,
which one. Here in New Hampshire, we use paper ballots, so I'm a little out of the loop on this stuff.
The big cities
don't.
Right, well,
that would be the way to circumvent it, is make it a write-in, and you can't really do a whole lot with that. I mean, you could. It'd be a heck of a lot harder, but it couldn't be.
I've seen some people's handwriting. I don't know what you'd call it.
That's the problem. There's too many illiterate people these days, and they wouldn't be able to put in the name of the candidate. But the other thing I was going to mention was this drought issue out in the Midwest. I heard a little blurb on the news, and it was very brief, and haven't heard it again. But Obama committed, I'm not sure if it started with an M, a B, or a T, but billions of dollars for relief. And, you know, first thought is, well, what is that going to do? Is that going to make corn appear and solve the problem? I just don't understand that throwing money at all the issues rather than saying, hey, guys, store some up for a rainy day and, proceed with caution here. And then the other thing was they said he was discussing releasing water out there somewhere to irrigate the crops, but I think it's past the point of no return now. But why would they hold on to water if they see the issue arising, or is it just a feel-good statement?
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
That they throw out there, but it's the strangest thing. He can make statements and promise this and that and the other thing. It's almost like it's magic, and it's already happened and it's done, and isn't he wonderful?
Thanks for the call, Dave. I really appreciate it. 855-450-3733. It seems like maybe they should just forget this whole ethanol thing, mm-hmm. and use the corn to feed cows or whatever they need to do with it. A lot of people are against feeding corn to cows, but whatever. It's probably better than dying. Let's go to Denise calling from KMed. Denise, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi. I met last caller. There are just a couple of states that send the votes are being tallied, and it's actually in Spain. It's a company that does the tallying for them, and
okay.
they're stopping it. So it brought a big stink when they heard about it.
It does sound stinky.
Mm-hmm. Yes, doesn't it? We have enough trouble without doing that too. My point was on when we talked about there's not really too much choices between our few candidates, although. The person I wanted, of course, wasn't to be. The powers to be said, he couldn't, he wasn't going to be.
Who was that?
But his son is running for is now with vice president.
Yeah.
So maybe there's some hope there. My point is, if we
wait a second, Denise, I'm trying to figure out who the candidate is that you're talking about. Who's the son running?
Well, Ron Paul's vice president pick is, Romney's. Ron Paul is who I wanted.
I'm sorry, you've gotten confused. Actually, it's Paul Ryan is Romney's
vice president.
Is it?
Yes. Paul Ryan has nothing to do with Ron Paul.
Rand Paul is his son.
Yeah, Rand Paul is Ron Paul's son, but they have nothing to do with Paul Ryan. That would be a very big, big confusion because Paul Ryan is nothing like Rand Paul. And, even Rand Paul is not really much like Ron Paul. So,
No, but I was thinking, coming from the father, that they would have a big constitutionalist at least or someone who would try to go that way. And that's where I find this president scares me because he totally goes outside of it and does a lot of executive orders, which...
Yeah, that's scary to me, too, Denise. Thank you for the call. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.